Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning, Monday. How you doing on 98.9 The Buzz? Spaziano and Sandy. Welcome to the show. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters, and we're here in the seats getting them all nice and warm for you. Like, wouldn't that be neat if we could hire, like, people to get our seats warm before we get in our cars?
No, I do not want to sit in a warm seat.
Oh, you don't like sitting in somebody's warm seat?
No. That is the worst feeling ever. If we were to talk about what's the worst feeling, that would be it.
37 to start. Rain is in the forecast today. You're talking 44 degrees, steady rain coming in by mid-morning and remaining nice and steady through the mid-afternoon. Any snow will go. Bye-bye. And then all those wires you ran on your yard for all of your outdoors will be, all your outdoor decorations will be all exposed.
Yeah. The worst feelings. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what did you just say? Oh, yeah. The warm seat, sitting in a warm seat.
Right.
And dealing with everything that you have to deal with at the house alone as a single parent because Your wife is away again?
Yes. She left midday yesterday, had to drive to Pittsburgh to train a new person, drive from Pittsburgh to West Virginia for the afternoon, back to Pittsburgh, stay the night, drive home, Buffalo, work till 5, drive home.
So she is the boss in this situation, right, with the ride-along?
Yeah, she's training a new person.
She used to be the trainee. How cool is that?
Yeah, now she's the trainer.
The script is flipped.
Yeah, man.
Is it awkward? Anyone else have to do that where your boss tags along, is like a ride-along situation? What do you talk about? That's awkward.
Yeah,
that's
but
uncomfortable.
I think, yeah, like if our boss did, it'd be weird. But like they...
No, any boss. I think any boss.
Well, it depends on how you work with your boss. Like, you know,
any even coworker that you don't know well, like she's never met this woman.
Oh,
like
right.
Zoom calls and whatever.
Right.
Don't just throw me in a car and tell me I got to drive to West Virginia with this person.
Yeah. So they're going to be like, yeah, what
That's
are you talking
so
about?
Intimate. Right. Can I take a nap? Because I always fall asleep on road trips.
I think it's almost a getting to know you thing. You know, it's almost an upper hand thing if you're a boss.
God.
If you're driving somebody around and you're training them, you've got the upper hand.
The whole entire situation is awkward. I mean, that's where we get to trap our kids is in the car because they can't leave, right?
Right, so now you're trapping your new employee.
Or you are feeling trapped.
Exactly. I think it might be almost casually better than having to meet in the office for five different days.
All right,
because you get to know them. You get to know the personal stuff. It's more relaxed.
Okay. You, Mr. Socially Awkward, no. You would not like that. Would you?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I don't like large crowds. I'll one-on-one with you all day.
Oh, okay. With anybody. All right, yeah. That's your gig then. If I ever have to deal with that, I'll say, hey, Scott will fill in for me. Because I would hate that. Hate that.
No, if you think about it, you know, you're driving, you're talking biz, and you're like, oh, you know, I almost hit a deer the other day. Oh, really? Oh, I'm going to get a story.
No,
so you get your background,
like,
stories that you kind of get to know. Yeah, tell me about your husband. You know, no, you know?
But then there's, like, little quirks that we all have when we go on a road trip.
Like,
you know? And now we have to kind of adjust our quirkiness behavior with the stranger that we don't know how they like it. Road trips are you're very particular with road trips. Everybody has their system, has their thing, right? What's the temperature set to? What's the radio set on? What's the volume? What are we listening to? What are we talking about? Do we fall asleep? Do we not? Do we snack? How often do we stop? Do
I get, as you know, get in the car, you stop thinking. That's way too much thinking.
Okay.
Man. I'm so, you think so much, man. You think,
I'm not the only person that would think about that.
Really?
You're the only, yes.
No, you're not the only person, but you're that type of person, by all means.
Those are little things that we deal with road trips and who we're going on a road trip with. How many times do you stop? There's the person who just wants to push through and make minimal stops, and then there's the person who wants to stop every rest stop and kind of take their time.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've been, like, triggered because you guys do, like, 24 hours straight to Florida every year.
No.
Right?
I am a seasoned road tripper.
Yeah.
I know that there's things that, you know, you can get into an uncomfortable situation with.
Wow.
If you're not traveling with the right person.
Well, luckily, it's only an hour and a half trip to West Virginia from where they are. So.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That's too bad.
Still.
That ain't no all the way to.
How about if I follow you? I'll follow you. How about if we do that?
She has done that before. Has done that before. Where it's like, okay, I'll follow you around, because I don't think she really likes doing that, my wife. But that's a perfect situation where, all right, I'll follow you. Show me where your office that you have to go to, and then I'll meet up with you in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'll meet you there. Right.
Yeah, right.
That's much better.
Then you can listen to your soft porn Audible books and eat candy while the person in front of you is driving around wondering what the boss is doing. How do I tell my 5-year-old daughter that, who loves that song, to not sing that song because shut up is a bad word?
I think about that every single time I hear that song. I'm like, I wonder if Ellie's singing it right
when you're
now.
Five, you know, you tell everybody that's a bad word. Because, you know, anyway, okay.
So what do you end up doing? Do you let her sing it?
We're
do you
going,
sing quiet?
I don't know.
God, that's funny. That is so funny.
Anyway, it's Pizzano and Sandy on 99 The Buzz. Welcome to Monday. Going to rain by mid-morning and 44 degrees.
So a wet day today.
Yeah.
So this is, and people are saying it's just heartbreaking. Parents are devastated when they got the news that an Irondequoit Catholic school, which teaches preschool through fifth grade.
Okay.
St. Cattery School.
Mm-hmm.
First opened in 1957.
Yeah.
Is now closing.
Why? Did they say why?
They say due to dwindling enrollment trends.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And they were saying the amount of money that the school brings in from the students who are there, it just isn't enough to keep the school afloat. It's just not possible.
It's a private school?
Yes. Oh, a Catholic school.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So,
yeah.
You know, when you see that and you're like, oh, God, what a bummer. That's so hard to digest. But then if you see the posts from the parents and see what they're saying, it's like, ooh, they are not happy.
So as
that
a parent,
it got to this point.
If they sent out a memo saying, hey, if we raise tuition, we could stay open. You in?
Yeah, see, I don't. And, you know, if you are a parent, 818-2899. If you are a parent of a kid who went there,
goes there.
You yourself went there. Tell us what it's like. Because, you know, Scott, it depends on how much raising the tuition and how much the school is offering. Because tuition for these private schools aren't cheap.
No, not at all.
Isn't cheap.
I mean, you think about this. That goes into teacher salaries and, you know, maintenance and, you know, keeping the lights on and all that kind of stuff, too. So there's going to be teachers that are going to be gone, too.
if they're providing a, oh my gosh, that's an amazing thing that you're doing for my kid. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, it's worth it. But if it, I don't know. I don't know what it was like at St. Kateri's School.
Would you be a parent that organizes people to say, let's all raise tuition. Let's sign a petition to raise tuition. Keep it
or
open.
Let's fundraise. Let's fundraise.
That's temporary, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of schools that fundraise every year,
yeah.
and they count on that fundraising. I don't know how much fundraising St. Kateri did. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would say before, go to the parents and say, hey, fork over even more cash,
mm-hmm.
depending on the tuition. I would say, let's try to figure out a fundraising event that will bring in a lot of money.
Yeah. You can't really ever rely on fundraisers, though, right? I mean, you can't count on them for meeting a certain number all the time.
I know, and I guess I wish I knew more about the budgets and how can they manipulate it. What do other private schools do to stay afloat?
And what kind
and
of
how
money,
much of a challenge it? Yeah.
And what kind of money comes in from other sources, like government grants and stuff like that?
Sure, mm-hmm. right. That's a good point, too. Now, if they've been open since 1957, there's a lot of kids, a lot of families who've been through that school.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll get those families who will continually every year contribute because they had such a great connection to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Those well-off families in Rochester, we got a lot of old money here.
Yeah.
They will help support the school. I wonder, did St. Kateri not have those kind of families supporting them?
Or is the old money going away, you know?
I don't know.
Questions.
Preschool, though, how much would you spend? Like, if you have to spend as a parent, if you have to spend money or if you want to spend money on your kids' education to give them a leg up, would you do it for preschool or high school, middle school? When would you start turning on the money faucet?
Oh, earlier than later. Absolutely.
Oh, see, I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking later than earlier.
I think it's more important as the, kindergarten and up to fifth grade to really establish an amazing education. And then from there on in, it's just like, bah.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking the total opposite. I was thinking, kids will all catch up. They all learn at their different pace. But then by the time it's high school, go time. We need to invest in, That's so funny.
I think the opposite. I mean, you look at each kid develops differently. And that's really important. So you need specialized. Every kid, the teacher knows by the time, they're in their routine of what kid needs what and all that kind of stuff. We're going through that right now. Ellie needs a little bit more tweak here than some other kid needs another tweak there. That's important K through 5 or 6. And then from there on in, you're on the conveyor belt to graduation.
Yeah, but I think like my Lexi, my little one, hated reading. I mean, it was such a struggle to teach her how to read. It was amazing. I'm like, forget it. I hope the school does a good job because I can't. I just don't have the patience. She was just awful. And now she just absolutely loves reading. And it wasn't anything special they did in the school for her.
Mm-hmm.
She actually fell through the cracks during elementary school.
But like that is like, as parents, we only have a couple of hours a day with our kids. In school, they have the bulk of the day with your kids. So that's why it's really important. We try at home. Come on, let's practice your writing your name. Let's do that. But we can't.
Did you hear what I just said? So I didn't give her the attention. School didn't give her the attention. And now she loves reading. So it just happens.
Yeah.
In high school, though, okay, that's where we need game on.
Yeah.
Because we got to think about what you're going to do after high school. We got to prepare you.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. So if you're a parent from and your kid goes to St. Kateri School and you feel very passionate about the school closing, you can always reach out to us, 818-2899. I saw this and I'm like, oh my God, this is totally Scott Sposato. I could totally see you signing up for this, especially your wife. Your wife would make you sign up for this.
Okay.
And any of you who, if your life is just crazy, insane, busy, and you wish you could stop and enjoy the holidays more, but you just can't. Life just is the way it is. Now they have something new that could maybe alleviate some stress and help you enjoy the holidays. Uber Eats added a holiday hub section for people who are just too busy.
Wait, what are they bringing you Christmas cookies? Like, what are you eating from Uber Eats?
Uber Eats is now saying they can pick up your Christmas tree.
No.
And your Christmas gifts. which...
Well, Amazon does anyways. But.
I know. I'm thinking, what? I don't know how many people would take advantage of that, because that's what Amazon... Well,
now, if they shop
know.
For you, then that's a different story. Like, hey, listen, I've got a five-year-old who loves this, this, and this. Go. Like a personal shopper? That'd be cool.
Hold on. some personal assistants deal with that. Are you one of those? 818-2899. I want to know the craziest thing your boss asked you to go search out and find.
Oh, Jesus. That's funny. I don't know. Is this in Rochester? Can you get it around here?
Well, you know what? I know in New York, LA, DC, Dallas, all those big cities on Saturday, they did where you could sign up to Uber Eats and hire carolers to show up on your doorstep, which I thought was funny. That's I did experience carolers at my sister's house. When we were over at my sister's house, carolers came by.
Oh, really?
I thought that was the coolest, most awkward thing ever.
Were they people she knew, or they were just rando, like dressed up like?
I'm assuming she knew them because it's the neighborhood. No, oh no, I think it was people in the neighborhood. Yeah, I think she knew them.
Yeah.
But the cool part was like, oh come on, that's so freaking festive. The awkward part was it went on a little too long, and you don't know what to do. Like you just stand there, you're cold because the door's open and it's winter, and you're like, okay, are we done?
You're such a Grinch.
I'm like, what do I look at? Do I just stare at you, or do I sing
with
do
them?
I do?
You sing along with them, right?
Oh, I ain't singing.
Grab your kids and put them in front of you to block the cold. Tall one first. Short one in front of her. I've done caroling once before, once or twice, and then...
actually went out caroling?
You know me. I grew up in theater and drama and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so was it in high school then, or was it when you were an adult?
I actually done it... once or twice when I was adult, and I think I did it when I was in high school too. Our chorus organized, like a flash mob around some neighborhood.
Okay, so that makes sense, and that's what I think. I don't know how old these people were. I know they were grown up. So you were a grown up, and you went around the neighborhood. Was it you who started?
Now that I think about it, I think I brought my sax, and we had some people in the neighborhood, and I played the song while they were singing it. You know, Christmas carols are easy playing saxophone. You just kind of figure it out.
You should do that for your neighborhood.
You know, I have had a couple of carolers come by, but they were like dressed up like a Christmas carol, like full-blown velvet green dresses and like red.
Is that where it turns cool, or is that where it turns weird?
No, it turns cool. It's cool there because they're in character. You know, like...
No, you think that's cool? I don't think I want that. Don't be in character when you show up. Well, because it's now you just took it to a whole new level.
Well, it's like it's like people from Genesee Country Museum showed up, like from the 1800s and started singing at you. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it sounds good on paper, but then actually showing up to someone's house like that? I mean, what are you doing?
Listen, if you're caroling in Grilton, stay away from Grinchy over here.
just make it a quick version. You don't got to go... Like, just really quick. Jingle bells. Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Rudolph the red nose. Okay, gotta go.
You're good. Oh, my God, you guys are so cute. Thank you. Have to do the entire
We got
to
bring back caroling, people. Or organize your neighbors and drink ahead of time or something. Go out. Have fun.
Well, hire Scott.
Tis
he wants
the season.
To do it. If anybody is trying to put together some carolers, Scotty will be your first guy. First guy in.
Pisano and Sandy, celebrating 25 years of waking up Rochester.
Sing it! They've been part of my life for 25 years.
Morning radio doesn't get better than this.
Pisano and Sandy, weekday mornings starting at 6 on 98.9
The Buzz.
So how was your birthday? Happy birthday, post-birthday.
Okay. Thank you. You know what I did? Now, just putting it out there, I know you have a point to this conversation, but... So birthdays are really tough for me. I hate them. Okay. So what I did, though, was my younger daughter had a volunteer at a nursing home for her confirmation class.
Okay.
And I said, I'll go with you. I was one of the youngest people in that room.
Of course.
That was amazing. I was like, this is good. This is good. That was a great way. I'm going to start that as my new tradition now.
Right. Yeah. To make you feel younger, to go to an old folks home.
Yes. Yes. And then until the day that I actually live there, this would be great.
I love this.
Anyhow, it was really
my
awesome.
Point. I don't, did your husband do anything nice for you? Did your kids? I mean, how was it? My wife took me out to Patron Saint. Remember, I was trying to figure out the name of the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The new one downtown, across from Bronca there. It's just a beautiful, great place. I'd highly suggest going. Food was amazing. And ask for Allie. She's my niece. She works there.
Oh, okay. Aw, how cute. Yeah, no, after we got home from volunteering and then my daughter had a dentist appointment, then the family was like, what do you want to do? I'm like, nothing. But they prepared the suite. They set up the dining room all nice and fancy like it was a restaurant. And they made dinner, all of them. Made dinner and they wouldn't let me.
The girls were like
cleaner.
Like
it was
black pants, white shirt, apron. The kids like were like servers and stuff.
They didn't do that this time, but they have done it for Mother's Day. No, this time it was, and my husband was in there cooking too. I was so cute. It was very sweet. That's exactly how I wanted it.
Just really
very low key, chill.
No gifts.
Oh no, they did give me gifts. They spoil me a little too much.
And
my daughter went to the Spotta Del Monte because she knows how much I love it there. Got some perfume.
The
boutique.
Nice.
And then my husband gave me that red light. You know how I was telling you about it? That red light therapy thing. When I go in for a facial at the spa, they always use the red light treatment. So I was talking to the lady there and she was like, yeah, it's good. I have it even at home. I do the handheld wand thingy of it. And the red light treatment is supposed to be really good for you. So my husband bought one for me.
He did?
He did.
So that didn't offend you? Like, hey, well, you need to look better, take this?
No.
Okay.
Which typically, that sounds really bad, right?
I know,
would you
right.
get for your birthday from your husband?
Right.
This red light therapy that's supposed to make you look younger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wanted it. That
so
was
is
great.
It something you can ask for and then not feel bad when you get it? Or is it something that just comes out of the blue and be like, oh.
Well. You can't do that out of the blue.
Right.
I don't know
you
if you can do that out of the blue. Like, I talk about it enough where I know I'm, like, self-aware enough to know that I need some red light on this face. But
no, you don't. You look fine. That's that whole dilemma of a gift that you know they want, but if you give it to them without them asking you for it, then you'll be in the doghouse. Right.
It might offend them. Yeah.
Right.
But all your messages were so sweet and beautiful,
oh, yes.
And I love, love, love it. And you the same. I know you could say the same to our listeners. You guys are just so sweet
and
to us.
And thank you for all the birthday wishes. Mine was Thursday, yours was Saturday. And I'll be honest, and I'm so sorry. If you did reach out like through socials, I still haven't gotten on to look. It seems to me like I want to thank everybody. Is it okay to thank, just like everything, or just do a blanket statement, thank you for everything?
I know. I hate when people do the blanket post, and I did it.
You did?
I did it. I did, because it's just so many. I just can't physically. And then you run out of things, ways to say thank you.
Yeah, you can't say thank you 100 times to, you know, different ways. So, yeah.
But I read every single one, and I'm sure you did too.
Well, happy belated birthday, Sandy Waters. You always put the spotlight on me, but you got away with it, man. Yours was on Saturday, so we couldn't make a big deal out of it.
Until you just did right now. Wow, I don't even know if is that an inappropriate way to lead into this story?
No,
see,
nothing's
you and everybody else is taking it that way. Okay, so the investigation into United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's death is still ongoing. Now, a few of the latest details, investigators recovered a distinctive gray backpack in Central Park containing items such as a Tommy Hilfiger jacket, and fake Monopoly money.
Yeah, that was weird.
The murder weapon has yet been discovered. Detectives traveled to Atlanta to pursue some leads.
This is origin. Yeah.
With the assistance from the FBI. A reward of up to $50,000 is being offered for information leading to the suspect's arrest. Now, we've seen the pictures. You probably have seen the pictures, too. There are several images now of the suspect. One of which is with his face mask pulled down.
Yeah.
And now this is where I don't know if it's appropriate or not, how people are commenting how good looking he is.
That smile, it's very like distinctive. It's like ding, right?
You can't publicly say, oh, I think I'm attracted to the dude who gunned down an innocent man. I don't know, but so many people are boldly, confidently posting about it on social, how attracted they are to this dude.
Yeah, saying he's hot, and it's just weird.
That's terrible.
It is. people are terrible. I don't
think.
But I didn't even notice. I'm like, oh, good looking dude.
No, now, wait a minute. See, hold on.
What?
It's so funny when you talk off the air and then the minute we crack the mic, you change your tone.
What?
I was telling you this off the air. Like, oh my gosh, how many people are attracted to this dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like the Scott Peterson trial.
Right.
Remember?
You were infatuated with him.
No, I was not with him.
You
no.
watched his trial every single day.
I did because that was during my pregnancy leave, but I was not. I was disturbed by the fact that so many women were falling for him and sending him letters in jail.
Yeah,
but
I
anyhow,
know.
When I was comparing it to that off the air this morning when we were discussing what we were going to talk about, you're like, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. And now on the air, you're like, yeah, that's messed up.
No, it's messed up, but I can see that. It's true. Look, he allegedly killed someone in cold blood. That's wrong. And I don't care what that CEO did, if it was a personal thing or if it was just symbolic of everybody hates, you know, insurance companies. Whatever. It's a horrible, horrible thing. But when girl at the hostel asked him to pull his mask down because she wanted to see his smile, I think she's the savior of the day.
Well, she is. But how many people are now, would you boldly admit, 818-2899, do you have kind of a crush on this dude?
Oh, my God.
And it actually is a thing. It's called the halo effect. Like, psychologists have done research on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And have said that it is a true thing that criminals who are attractive will get a lesser...
punishment or whatever.
Sentence yeah, or yeah. whatever. Because, yeah.
That's crazy. Hi, The Buzz.
Hey, good morning.
Julius.
So, it's common. You know, you gotta think. It's like Ted Bundy. Yeah. When he was doing his thing,
right.
there was that bald, like darker skinned guy a couple years ago.
Oh, with the light blue eyes?
He smirked in the photo.
He ended up getting like a modeling gig out of it or something, right?
He ended up becoming an actor.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a thing. Okay, so do you lean towards, it's a thing, it is, or are you like so disturbed by it?
I think they lean more that they go goo goo gaga.
No,
the
you
bad guy.
Personally.
Yeah. How do you feel,
about it?
I get it. When I was a wrestler, I was a bad guy, so sometimes it made the girls like me. That's how I got my girlfriend.
That's how you got Tina?
Yeah, she thought I was a bad guy, and then she met me, and she realized I was a nice guy.
Yeah, right. And then you tried everything you could to keep her.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's people do, like, as soon as you see somebody, you're judging them, right? As soon as you see a photograph or anything, you're like, oh, wow, he's a criminal. He's hot, or she's hot, or, like, whatever.
He killed somebody.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
So let's say you were the judge, and you found him attractive. Could you give him the sentence he deserves? Like, overlook his attractiveness? Because that's what some people are worried about.
I mean, unfortunately, like, that's up to the judge's discretion, and it depends on the jury of the peers with the thing. It's not, I mean, yes, the judge will probably give him a pretty harsh sentence. I mean, look what he did to Ted Bundy and those Mendez brothers, too. Like, same thing.
It's funny I have no legal experience, but can you say, listen, just because he looks hot doesn't mean he has any less of the heinous crime that he did? Can you say that?
Yeah,
or
is that,
you can't say that in court, right? So you can't tell the jury, I know he's good looking, but don't go on that. Can you say that?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Can you say that?
I think you should establish that to the jury.
Well, then that's what's that called? Prejudicial.
Probable cause?
Prejudicial. No. Don't be, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I don't like big words.
Oh, my God. But to so boldly, confidently admit it in public is just crazy.
Twisted.
All the people who posted about it.
It's a little twisted, but I think it's even more heinous is how people are like saying, good for that guy. He got it. You know, he got his due. You know, that dude didn't create the policy of decades of being kind of anti, you know, against the insurance company business where they try to, you know, not pay you. That's not his fault. And people are being like, oh, I'm not sad about that. It's like, ooh, it wasn't his fault.
Okay, so that is another interesting angle that's coming out of this, how many people are so passionately discussing the messed upness of the healthcare system.
Did you see?
But he did have, I mean, his role, he could have changed things, couldn't he have?
I'm not going there. I do not know. I know there's been so much about it. I just tuned it out. I'm done with it. But the one thing I did notice that I heard that stuck out to me is now all these big insurance companies or whatever, corporations, just are yanking all of their photos of all of their bigwigs off their websites.
Oh, I did see that.
Yes, but, so maybe
I did see that.
So they can't be found as easily or something. I don't know. All right, that's I know we're running out of time here, but so 7:14 if you're getting a school bus this morning.
On 98.9, The Buzz.
I'll be the first to raise my hand and say I guess I'm an idiot because I had no idea what this meant. Hannah's in the studio with us. She is our intern from Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scotty. Now, be honest with me. When I tell you what this phrase means, you tell me what it means. Okay. Netflix and chill. What does Netflix and chill mean?
And you don't know what this means?
Well, I thought I knew what it meant when my husband was like, oh my God, do you know what Netflix and chill means? Because I guess he talked about it on his show. Uh-huh. Now, my husband is Mike Danger.
Yes.
From 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar with Gene Battaglia. And he goes, oh, and he was about to make fun of Gene for not knowing. So he goes, well, wait, first, do you know what Netflix and chill means? And I go, yeah, it means you watch Netflix and you just chill. And he starts laughing, and he goes, oh my God, are you serious right now? I go, what? What?
Let me see if I can make you know what it sounds, what it is.
No.
It,
do you guys know or not?
Yes.
What is it?
It's this plus this.
Okay, I had no idea.
Such a sheltered flower.
I know. And this, I guess Gene didn't know either. So it must be a West Side thing. I don't know.
Hannah, associate producer intern, give us the stat you looked up.
This has been a popularized phrase since 2009.
Okay. All right. You don't have to rub it in, Hannah.
15 years of you being oblivious to what Netflix and chill means.
Yes. And this isn't the only thing I've been oblivious to.
Oh, good.
I had no idea.
Really?
No idea. So anyone else who had no idea, please come forward.
How old were you 15 years ago?
But I don't... What,
me? I was... Oh, my gosh. I was... six.
Did you know then what it meant? Wait, first, that hurts. That hurts, knowing that you were only 6 years old 15 years ago.
Sandy, I thought you always knew what Netflix and chill is.
I don't know. I know.
So every time I made a joke about it on the radio for the last 15 years, you just are like, yeah, and never asked.
I just faked a laugh for you. I was like, I don't know why he's laughing so hard. Yeah. I mean, I would always be like, oh, I just want to Netflix and chill.
Wow.
Did you,
if you ever said to your husband, let's Netflix and chill and something happened?
Well, I don't know. Now I got to think back. Is that how Lexi was born? I don't know. Was Lexi 15? I don't know. The one time I said, okay, well, is anyone else calling up admitting that they had no clue?
No.
Are you serious right now, people? You are awful. You are all cruel because I know I'm not the only person.
We're all having a nice laugh on your behalf.
You are all terrible.
And you are sheltered.
Okay. Well, anyhow, sad to say so many people can relate to this, especially around the holidays. We have our friend James Whitaker, host of the Win the Day podcast, on the air with us, too.
Yep, here it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy, our weekly friend. Hello, my bud. Hi. Yeah, thank you for coming on.
My favorite part of the week is being here with you.
And I love it how people reach out to us now specifically for advice from you, which is so great. Yeah. And if you ever want to come on the air, just let us know. But this is a message that we got, and it's like a sucker punch to the gut. She said, just got laid off a month ago. Still no unemployment pay. Hoping I can still give my 17 grandbabies a Christmas gift. And it's like she doesn't know what to do. She's like been blindsided by being laid off. And this is the worst time. And I don't know why companies do this. But when you find yourself in that spot of the in-between, like it's going to get better eventually.
Yeah, it's very difficult. The first thing you need to do is just create a little bit of mental space for yourself. Like, just breathe, just relax, and recognize that everything in the universe is working for you rather than against you. You don't want to be desperate. You don't want to be doing all of those different things where you allow those negative thoughts to come in. Just breathe, feel it, experience it, and embrace this phase that you're in. You can do that and recognize that things are going to get better and that you have agency over that. You have control over some of those things that are going to happen for you, then that's how you can get a lot of this good stuff to start to happen. And the second thing that I would do, specifically for that goal around wanting to provide for Christmas all of those presents, Scotty touched on it there. The best gifts aren't things that you go and buy at a department store. The best gifts are thoughtful things that you can do. Now, I'm not always the best at doing these thoughtful things, but every year I write cards to some people in my life who have played a really interesting role or new friends that I've met. And I just, that's the opportunity to have a heartfelt message to be able to send some of those things. There are so many videos available online that can help you get good at different arts and crafts. There's a lot of thoughtful gifts that you can create. That's number two. And number three, I would focus on really consolidating and thinking about what are the skills that I have? Like, what am I uniquely positioned to help with? What are the solutions that I'm uniquely well-placed to provide people? And then tap into your local network. Just look through your phone at all of these different people. Check in with these people. Send them an audio message or a text message. Let's catch up for a coffee. How are you going? And then naturally in conversation, they're going to ask, how are you doing? And that's when you can say, well, actually, here's what happened to me recently, but I'm really excited because I have these particular skills. Do you know of one or two people who you think I could go and talk to about this who might have a role or an opportunity for me to help? And yeah. I think if you did those three things, you might be able to build some momentum very quickly.
Yeah, and put that ask in your email signature.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
That goes back to one of the past times you were on the air with us.
You know, it's funny. Last Christmas, I have two boys, 25 and 29. The 29-year-old gave me some great Bills swag for Buffalo Bills. My 25-year-old wrote my wife and I two long personal letters on how he was thankful, what he learned. That meant more. I hate to
Say that out loud.
It meant more in a different way.
Sure.
And yeah. What you suggest is absolutely spot on. Absolutely.
When I was 16 years old, we went on a retreat for high school. Mm-hmm. And when you're in it, everyone talks. It was a bit of a new thing that they offered at the time. And everyone was talking about vulnerabilities and some really difficult things that they have overcome in their life. And that's very difficult at the age of 16 when you're not even really sure. You don't have the life experience to be able to see what's going on. And on day two of the retreat, everyone opened up a letter from their parents and from their other family members. Oh. And it was just talking about their life and how much they meant to them. And it actually gives me chills just talking about that. Like letting someone know how much you care about them and how much joy that they have brought to your life is really powerful. While at the same time is recognizing that you do have control over your life. You are not a victim to the circumstances. You are strong. You are ready to go.
I like that. Excellent. Oh, that's such a good way to end that.
Yeah, absolutely. James, thanks, man. You're always an inspiration. Make sure you go check out his podcast. It's the Win the Day podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, including the free Odyssey app.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll be on the air with us. If you want to join in on the conversation and be on with us with James, just let me know. Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
All right, James, see you next time, man. Thank you.
All right, coming up on the show, cybersecurity expert Megan T, Greece Athena grad. She texted me yesterday. She goes, listen, this is scam season. And she went through a laundry list of things we should watch out for, one of which is text messages, texting your friends.
Really?
Who's intercepting those text messages? She'll be on the air with us. And if you work in retail, I am so curious to find out what is the craziest thing someone tried to return.
Okay, it's all coming up here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so here's the question I'm going to put out there. Yeah. And if you can relate to this, 818-2899, I'll admit I was bold enough to return what? So a National Retail Federation and a study found that 148 billion dollars in holiday merchandise was returned in 2023.
Wow. How do we love our know our loved ones so well? Man, I got the perfect gift for Aunt Margaret. I got that bale of hay, that mini bale of hay for you.
That's a lot of money. $148 billion in holiday merchandise returned in 2023. Insane. Wow. So now all these stores are coming forward and kind of reiterating what their return policies are. Like Target said, you know, most items return within 90 days.
Uh-huh.
You're a Target Circle member.
Uh-huh.
You get an extra 30 days. But actually, I didn't even realize Target allows returns on store-branded items for 1 year. Up to one year you can return.
Nice.
Which then changes the conversation, moves the conversation towards what is the craziest thing you have tried to return, or if you work in retail, craziest thing someone returned.
Okay, 182-8899. It depends what the craziest thing that gets purchased for you.
No. Right? Craziest thing, because when I worked at Wegmans, and you know Wegmans, their policy is the customer is always right.
Right.
And when I worked in the Fisherman's Wharf back in the day, when I was a teenager working in college, somebody tried, I got a call from the service desk. Can you please come up here? Because there's a customer who wants to return. Now, remember, I work in the Fisherman's Wharf.
Right.
They're trying to return fish. So I go up there and they show me what they're trying to return. And I look over at the service representative and I'm like, we don't sell that. That is not our food.
It's
already eaten. It was like it was half eaten food. Already, it was like already a prepared meal.
Oh, God.
Happy. I go, we don't even have that here. And they're like, well, the customer's always right. We got to give them their money.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Okay, why'd you call me up here then? That's ridiculous. They returned half-eaten food from the Fisherman's Wharf from a different store. I was like, damn, that person's bold. And they got their money.
I don't know if that still
is the case, not promoting that behavior, because that was pretty messed up. That was way back in the day.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if they'll still accept it, but you know some of those stores will accept anything.
You know, it's funny. Isn't there like a secondary, like, whole ecosystem of returned items, and then you can, like, buy, like, a mystery box full, like, a pallet of crap for, like, $200, and you never know what's in it kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that how they kind of recoup some of those losses? Like, some places take it,
know.
And they got to throw it out. They can't resell it.
I don't know. Have you ever tried to return something that you're like, oh, yeah, this is messed up.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I have not.
Confess.
But it's not messed up. I mean, I had some, like, a different screw size that I had to go back and exchange.
No.
I have nothing weird that I tried to take back. I did have spoiled fish once, which I was very interested. I was like, I opened up, you know, the little butcher paper, and it was like, this is bad. Like, it is. And I brought it back, like, ooh, yeah, that was bad. But that's maybe
Hannah,
it was for you.
Hannah's in the studio.
Hi, Hannah.
Do you have something that you tried to return that you're like, this is not good, but I'm going to try?
I am too scared to make returns because I don't want anyone to be upset with me for making a return. But I do work in retail and at a craft store.
Mm-hmm.
And people try to return, like, unspooled yarn and, like...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. If it's unspooled yarn, what's wrong with that?
Spooled yarn?
Wait, has it been, like, looks like it was pulled off the spool. And just, like a handful of knotted yarn?
Yes.
Maybe I don't know was it knotted? Okay.
Yes.
If it was knotted, I get it. That's messed up.
Knotted yarn, no, like, sticker on it.
Uh-huh.
But customer's always right, so I just have to, like, take... strings of yarn and, like, put it back.
Is this why most places, because people are horrible, right? They try to return stuff that they really shouldn't, and
yes.
They never bought. Is this why so many stores are just giving you store credit now?
That's why.
Yeah.
I've given so many little cards because I can't return anything.
Right. Good morning, Buzz. Hello.
Hello. I have a funny story about a return.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah.
So when I was in college, I had a sorority sister that bought a pregnancy test, and then she got her period and just went back to the store and said, I will not be needing this any longer.
I can't use this.
Wait, was it unopened?
Unopened.
Unopened.
Well, I would have done the same thing then. That's expensive.
Yeah,
those tests are expensive. Unless you go to the dollar store, which I hear they sell them there, but I don't know if they still do.
I had no idea. All right.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Thank you.
I think we do those bold returns more when we're in college.
You think so?
I totally returned a shirt or tried to return a shirt, which I ironed and ruined it. Like, it left an iron mark on the shirt, and I didn't even wear it. I just washed it, tried to iron it, and I was like, so mad. Yeah, I left a little burn mark, so I went to the store. I'm in college. I'll admit this.
Right.
I went to the store, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, don't want it anymore, and I folded it in a way where you could see the burn mark.
Oh, like, man.
Just, like, rolling the dice if they're going to open it up and check it out.
How about when, like, back in college when you went to get something out to wear out, like at a club?
Don't you want to know if I got my money back? You just jumped right over my story. Okay.
I thought that was it. No. Did you get your money back?
Yes, I got my money back. I felt so bad. Like, even to this day, I still feel bad about that return. But I was 18.
Was that your turning point? Did you ever do it again?
Did I ever do it again? Not as memorable of a return as that one. I think that one was the best worst return I ever made.
Maybe we talked about this before, but did you ever go get something to go out on a weekend with and bring it back after the weekend?
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt.
That's West Side Rent the Runway.
Oh, please. Your wife has done it too. She made you return it. We've heard your stories.
Oh, it was, yeah. It got holes on it. It got, like, you know, like little, it got caught on stuff.
Even worse.
Yeah. Right.
So you have made a bold return.
I guess we have. Yes. I guess we have. Now,
so anyhow, if you're getting a gift this holiday season and you don't mind returning it, $148 billion in holiday merchandise was returned last year.
You are not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Right. Very good.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's time for our cybersecurity expert live from Germany herself, Megan Tizon. What's up? How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I know you are working in government capacity for cybersecurity, keeping us all safe. You tell us what's the biggest thing that's going on lately, especially here now around the holidays.
The biggest thing going on lately is this new sort of attack that's possibly been going on since 2022.
Ouch.
It's a case of Chinese cyber espionage.
Oh, my.
And it's been nicknamed Salt Typhoon. It's basically a series of cyber attacks that have allowed Chinese bad actors with ties to the Chinese government to compromise and get inside of at least 8 major U.S. telecommunication companies. So big ones.
Oh, God.
AT&T, Verizon, Lumen. And the biggest hard part about this whole thing is that the powers that be, the government, the military, know of these hackers' existence on our system.
Uh-huh.
Can't figure out how they got in and can't figure out how to get them out.
Man. And now they could literally, with a click of a button, disable our communications and as far as cell phones and stuff.
What they know they can do right now is they can access the caller's metadata. So who you called, who you texted, how long the call was, the date. They can get to your email contents and they can get onto your live phone call. To listen in. And so what's even more interesting is that the FBI has said it has affected, quote, a large number of Americans, but they won't say how many or who.
Oh, God. That's great.
Okay, so I always wonder, like, when they say, your Echo device is listening in, some people would argue, what are they hearing? They're not going to work.
Right.
I mean, I'm just like, I'm texting my mother. Yeah, I'm home safe.
Yeah, right.
Should we really be worried?
I would be worried because it might be just, hey, I need some pasta sauce for you. But your neighbor down the street could be dealing, heading a corporation or a business or even a division of a corporation or a business and could lose their business secrets. Or you could know somebody like me who they could use persistent or backdoor access to get from Sandy or Scotty to Megan and then into my files, which would cause more damage because of the work that I do.
Wow. So it's all connected in a way, right? They could back it out.
I'd say it's really all connected. So I would get rid of those. Alexas, and I'm not even sure what you call them. I don't even use
smart
Siri
speaker.
Wow.
So how are we supposed to message each other then if you said they're listening in or
carrier pigeon?
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
Everybody gets a bird coop.
Really great question. Really great question.
Yeah.
So in a very strange change of events, just because of this salt typhoon attack, the government is now saying that Americans should rely on encrypted end-to-end messaging. So that's going to be WhatsApp, or it's going to be Signal. You can use iMessage. That's your phone messaging if you know you're going Apple to Apple using.
I see. It's blue color to blue color.
Oh, right. So when because my mom is not Apple, so I should do WhatsApp to mom.
Right.
Right. Oh, right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And if you don't know what an encrypted text thing is, Megan did list off a bunch of them, but you can just look it up, right?
Yep. It's just WhatsApp, Signal, iMessage, and Session. Those are the four sort of industry standards out there.
All right. Great. And that will keep us a little safer and away from prying eyes that want to take us down.
Because even if somebody is able to get into your, if you are, you know, back and forth with somebody, but you have an encryption, you're using an encrypted app like WhatsApp, they might be able to get in, but they shouldn't be able to see the content of what you are talking about or messaging about.
All right, great. Always great stuff. I mean, keep it coming. You got anything else, let us know. It's so great to have you as a resource. Because,
no,
you know,
problem.
We're on the low level of knowing things about stuff. How's that?
Get your VPN. Get your VPN. Then use your VPN.
Okay, yep. VPN all the way. Megan, thank you so much. Appreciate your expertise.
No problem, guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, how are you this morning?
Oh, no.
Your mouse stopped working. And
the mouse isn't working again. Why does this happen?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. How funny. So, you know, you can't work a computer without the mouse, right? Without the keypad. There's no keypad on the computer that we have in the studio. And sometimes the mouse just stops working. And poor Scotty now is under the board right now. God, I would not go underneath the control board.
Cover
it is
for
probably
me.
So disgusting.
It
and
is.
Dusty and gross.
Oh, it's not bad. No.
Oh, no?
Oh, there's
it's okay.
There's a gummy bear I lost earlier this morning.
Hold on. I found it.
Wait, are you eating gummy bears, like vitamin gummy bears? What kind of gummy bears?
No, they're mushrooms. I'm tripping right now.
Are you?
Yeah, microdosing.
How about my mind went to vitamins and your mind went to mushrooms? Very good. That pretty much defines who we are.
Hello. So, yeah, so something going on this weekend that I thought was pretty cool. You brought it up a little earlier.
Oh, gosh. I talk about this every year. I want to go to this. My favorite movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life. And
yes.
So many of us have that movie as our favorite for the holidays, right? Mm. It's a tradition to watch that movie Christmas Eve. I love it so much. And just down the street, Seneca Falls, It's a Wonderful Life Festival goes on every year.
Also known as the real Bedford Falls.
Yes.
.com.
Right. So, because, what was it? It was the bridge? Was it the actual bridge was used in the movie or a replica, like a, that was their inspo? Or was it the actual bridge itself?
I don't know.
And I want to know how cool that festival is. Because every year I say, oh my gosh, I want to go to that. But then something always comes up, but I know that festival's going on. What is it, this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it starts, ribbon cutting starts at 9 a.m. Friday, the 13th, this Friday, and it goes right through Sunday, the 15th.
Have you been? I haven't.
Been?
Okay,
no.
Somebody who has been, tell me, is it worth it? Because it is kind of a drive.
Your right? favorite movie of all time, so you can get closer to where it all originated, and you're just like, well, if it's too far, I'm not sure.
I'm just asking, is it worth it? Because it is a very tiny town. So is it like a day event or do you get there and you're like, oh, okay, but well, that was nice.
Oh, no.
Let's go home.
Oh, my God. Did you see all this stuff? I just happened to get a press release on it. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You got Santa and the reindeer. You got festive caroling. You got food. You got a parade. They're donating $8,000 to local charities. Now, if you're such a fan of the movie, how is that significant?
Wait, what? What do you say?
Donating.
How is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They're donating
$8,000. Is this a quiz now? You're giving me a pop quiz?
Pop quiz on if it's a Wonderful Life, you love the movie, why is $8,000 significant?
Because is that how much money they raised when he, you know, the whole town, when Mary went out to go see the town people?
That's the amount that was lost by Uncle Billy in the movie.
Oh, lost by Uncle Billy. Wow.
Yeah, they're going to donate $8,000 to local charities. They've got, actually, the award is presented by Carrie and Jeff Loop, the daughter and son-in-law of Virginia Patton Moss, who played Ruth Bailey in the film. Then, you know, once you go and then say, okay, couple hours there, go up to the casino. Go to Del Lago.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's always a reason to go to the casino. But anyway, so there it is. It's going on Friday till Sunday this week in Seneca Falls. And if you want more information on it, you can go to therealbedfordfalls.com. Should I eat this gummy? Or like...
Oh, you found it on the floor.
Well, I just dropped it like 10 minutes ago.
Ew. Okay, I mean, hey, whatever. I can't just, tell you what to do, but...
Like, if I just wash it off, you know, just rinse it off, maybe...
The person who asks that question wants permission to eat it, and no matter what the answer is, you're going to eat it when
anyway.
When I'm not looking. So that's fine. Eat it. Yeah, I think you should eat it. I think it's fine.
Well, now,
so,
now I'm not.
Let me see
eat
you
it.
Do it.
No, I'm not gonna see you.
No, I want to see you eat it.
Only if I washed it off. You want to stall?
I don't think you need to wash it off. I think you've eaten things without washing it off before. Come on, just rub your fingers. Rub it between your fingers. What kind of gummy is it, though?
Orange.
No, I'm talking. Is it Ellie's? It's a regular...
No, it was a mini bag from Halloween. But they're still really nice and soft. They're not all hard and stuff, so... Mm. All right.
Ew. No, let me see. You didn't eat it. You just lied. You pretended. You did a magic trick. That was magic trick hands.
It wasn't a magic trick hands.
Nobody puts food in their mouth like that.
What did you want me to do? Like toss it up and catch it?
Well, the way you did it, you totally magic tricked that. That was a fake chew.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I'm right here.
I ate it. Hannah, yeah, you saw me eat it.
No.
She's shaking her head.
Magic trick hands.
Okay, I've got...
take off your jacket now. Yeah. Let me see, did it fall
nothing
down your
on my
shirt?
Sleeves.
You threw it in your shirt. I see how you are. I know how
shirt.
You are.
No, I didn't. You're,
yeah, come on. Take off your shirt, let's say for sure.
No, I'm not stripping for you only once a year. I only do it once a year, and we've already fulfilled that. If you don't know about it, look for it on the podcast. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne Sandy, or on social. All right, commercial-free 98's on the way.
Pizzano and Sandy, celebrating 25 years of waking up Rochester.
Sing it!
They've been part of my life for 25 years.
Morning radio doesn't get better than this.
Pizzano and Sandy, weekday morning starting at 6 on 98.9.
The Buzz.